Today we think about Belgium and terrorism, so it might seem a bit incongruous to speak about happiness and joy. But I would like to, because in Ukrainian there's an old saying that goes, "Як тривога до Бога." When you're having a tough time, everyone goes to God. But what I say is, when you're having a great time, when things are looking up for you, when you're healthy, when things are full of joy, why not go to God even more to celebrate and increase the joy that is within you? Imagine if you would, the people that you love and care for, you would address one day, "Today I won the lotto. Today I feel great, so I won't be seeing you for a while. I'm going to leave home, and I'm having a great time. I wish you the best of luck, but I really want nothing to do with you now." You would say that's kind of unusual. Wouldn't you want to share your joy with those people you love? Have them celebrate and increase the happiness that is in your life? And wouldn't you feel very uncomfortable if your money ran out and your good luck turned to bad luck and you returned to those very same people and said, "I need you now"? You would say that's a very manipulative and personality that uses other people. But we often do the same to God. When things are great, when we're in the greatest of joy, that's the time when you go to God and you pray and you celebrate and you say, "Lord, increase my joy. Fill my heart with more gratitude for the good things that you have given me so that I might enjoy life even more." Sometimes we're so afraid to lose what we have that we're afraid to risk loving life and God more. And so as Christians, the scripture says, "Remember the Lord in the days of your youth, and in good times, do not forget his name." So in spite of the tragedies in the world, true religion and belief, just like true friendship and family, is not only there when we need them, but most profoundly it's there when we desire to share our life with them and with our God. Because you and I should be surprised how much more will the joy that we celebrate be increased by sharing it with God and with faith. So as a practical exercise, the next time you have some great celebration or great joy in your life, raise up your heart and your mind to your God and say, "Lord, can you make it any better? Can you increase my joy some more? There is room for you because, Lord, you are the source of all joy and of all happiness." So when times are tough, we do turn to each other and we do turn to our God. But let's not forget what a beautiful thing it is to ask God, "You know what? I'm feeling great, God. Can you do any better?" Slava Iisusu Hristu.